Thank you. Thank you. From Dysnomia, that is Dawn of MIDI doing Atlas. Penguin Cafe Orchestra before that did numbers 1 through 4. And we started with Hauschka from Abandoned City doing a track called Pripyat. This is The Fringe on KRVS. Thanks for listening, and I hope you're enjoying the program this evening. Up next, this is the group Windhand off of their new record, Soma. This is Evergreen.
Thank you. As fast as you can go. close our lives up tight. And I forgot there was such a thing as good people left. Can't you just save my life? I got a fresh screwdriver right before closing time.
But
from Burn Your Fire for No Witness. That's Angel Olsen doing Dance Slow Decades. Mark Eitzel before that did Fresh Screwdriver. Thurston Moore did Blood Never Lies. And we start with Winhand doing Evergreen. You've been listening to The Fringe. The Fringe is produced in Cypress Lake Studios in Burke Hawthorne Hall on the campus of UL Lafayette, which joins you in support of public radio for Acadiana. Please go to our website, krvs.org, and pledge your support. If you're lacking insight in your comic book history, got a little lesson for you tonight. This is a piece called Fantastic Four, The Way It All Began. I'm James. I'll see you next Friday. Please stay tuned for Sound Club. And enjoy the Fantastic Four.
Power Records presents The Fantastic Four, The Way It Began. What is a nightmare? The dictionary tells us it is a terrifying dream, a nightmare. That is what Benjamin J. Grimm enters as he sees...
Susie, murdered by Dr. Doom.
Ben, my darling, what is it? What's wrong?
Alicia, baby, you don't want to know. But I got me some business to take care of fast. Turn around, Doom. I want you to see what's going to happen to you. For what you did to Susie. When Brother Benji gets through with you, you'll... Yow! It ain't possible. I went right through him. Right. Now Doc Doom's fading away, like a bad TV picture. And Sue's already long gone. What in blazes?
I thought you'd already have guessed by now, Ben.
What? Ooh.
Now, you really disappoint me, old friend. I should think you would have caught on by now.
Reed, what's with you, Stretcho? What's up?
You see, Ben, you accidentally interrupted a very serious scientific experiment.
What kind? You trying to see what it takes to scare me to death?
Hardly. This is the new improved version of my thought projector helmet. I had to test its power by concentrating on the most repulsive scene I could imagine.
So you thought of Doc Doom killing Susie, huh?
Looks like some other interested parties are about to arrive.
Eve, Ben, what's the buzz anyhow? I heard shouting and a crash.
You couldn't have taken the long way around.
Uh-oh. Here come your real better half, Stretcho. And it looks like she's on the warpath.
Johnny Storm, you flame off and come down here this minute.
If I were you, kid, I'd listen to the lady.
I'm not you, Reed, but here I come.
What do you think you're doing?
But sis, I was only...
And don't you talk back to me.
You tell him, boss lady.
Now be fair, honey. Johnny didn't mean anything. After all, he just thought someone was in danger and he was eager to help, so... Now, why are you looking at me like that?
Because it's already 1 p.m., Mr. Reed Richards, and we have an appointment.
Oh, no. I forgot.
Alicia, baby, about our getting married and all, I've been thinking maybe we should get to know each other a little better first.
If Alicia's got half the smarts I think she does, Granite Puss, she'll be the one who'll do the waiting, like for about 100 years.
Why, you wet-nosed, walking weenie roast. I'll...
You're what, big boy?
Yow! That ain't cute, buddy boy. And neither is what's gonna happen to you.
Johnny, Ben, cut it out.
Tell him to quit, leader man. No, on second thought, I'll tell him myself. Like this. Hey, what the devil?
Look out, Stretcho. We're gonna...
No, don't! Stop it, both of you. Stop right now. What's gotten into you?
Sue, we didn't mean...
We just got carried away.
Don't blame them, Sue. We've all been under such a strain lately. I think all this togetherness is starting to get on everybody's nerves.
What are you trying to say, darling?
Just this. That maybe it's time we all had a vacation from each other for a while. Come on, honey. We'll talk about it.
Of course, Reed, darling.
Sheesh. Did you see all that mush stuff, Alicia? Oops. I could cut my tongue out, baby. I shouldn't have said see. It's just that, well, you get around so good and all, sometimes I almost forget that you're...
Blind? I wish I could. But you mustn't feel sorry for me.
Yeah. Come on. I'll walk you home.
Ben, dear, once in a while a girl wants to be alone. I'll let myself out.
Nuts!
Now what's wrong, Gruesome?
Just this, sonny.
Okay. So what was all that about?
Just a little demonstration, kiddo. I'm the thing, ain't I? Biggest, strongest bozo this side of the Hulk, right? Well, what good's it do me if I can't make Alicia see again? What's a brat like you know about love, anyhow?
What do I... Well, now, that really tears it. You big lump. I'm getting fed up.
Who cares?
I'm leaving. I've had enough insults.
Hey, wait.
Johnny, where are you going, son?
Someplace where I'm treated like a man. Not just a kid with an all-over hot foot. And don't call me son.
Sue, I'm worried about your brother. He hasn't been himself.
I know it's true.
I wonder why.
Some swinging superhero I am. The closest thing I got to a friend in the world outside of Reed, and I gotta shoot off my mouth and send him packing. Still, long as I'm alone and all, maybe I need me a little distraction, like this thought projector gizmo of Reed's. Hey, what do you know? It fits. Goody. Let's see now. I'll douse the lights first. Then just to test it out, I'll take the most repulsive thing I can. The most revolting thing I can think of is me. Hey, that's me. When I first turned into the thing, way back when. And here I am today. Maybe I ain't as lumpy, but I'm still just a thing. Say, what? That's me too. The Ben Grimm I used to be before. Yeah, before. Funny, but I got this sudden urge to see the way it was. The way the so-called Fantastic Four got its start. Let's see now. First thing I can remember is an evening several years back. The four of us was together even then. Yeah, I can see it. I can see it plain as day.
Then you want no part of my plan, Ben?
What plan? Some harebrained scheme to beat the rest of the world into space? Count me out. You know better than I do. The shields on that ship you helped build ain't enough to keep out cosmic rays. We just get ourselves killed. You want to be the big man? You pilot the ship.
Yeah, that's how it was, all right. At least what I remember is happening.
Ben, you know we've got to take the chance. Do you want some foreign power to beat America to the moon?
Let them.
I never thought you would turn out to be a coward, Ben Grimm.
Nobody calls me a coward. Show me that ship. I'll fly her, no matter what happens.
It seems like a million years ago, but I can still remember the wild ride to that secret base.
Susan, Ben and I know what we're doing, but you and Johnny...
Reed, where you go, I go.
And I'm tagging along with Sis, so it's settled.
Reed's ID got us past the gate and the guards. After all, nobody figured that the guy who designed the so-called pocket rocket would be the one who hijacked it.
Well, Ben, everything is A-okay.
Yeah, until we hit the cosmic rays. Nobody knows what'll happen then, not even you.
Yeah, we did it. We were first in outer space. Big, hairy deal. Then suddenly it started.
Hear that test tube, Jackie? It's the cosmic rays. I warned you about them, and here they come.
They're penetrating the ship as if it weren't even there. But I don't feel anything.
Naturally, Sue. They're only rays of light. But they'll affect us just the same. I only wish I knew how.
My head? It's pounding, like it's ready to bust.
You were right, Ben. We should have waited, gotten heavier shielding.
Now you tell me.
Johnny, what's wrong? What's happening to you?
I don't know, sis. Feels hot, like it's on fire, like I was burning up.
Hey, listen to me. Somebody else take the controls. I can't cut it anymore. My arms, my whole body, too heavy. Can't move. Gotta lie down, just for a little while.
Lucky for us, old Reed had fixed the ship up with an automatic pilot. Because when we came back down again, we didn't exactly make a three-point landing. Leastways, nobody was hurt. Though at least not so as it showed right away.
You mean we're all alive?
It was close, Johnny, but we made it.
But Reed, after all your work, your dedication, we failed.
What'd you expect, lady?
We still have to see whether those cosmic rays affected us in any way.
Oh, Reed, I think they did. I suddenly feel so strange.
Susan, look at Sue.
What's wrong?
You're fading away.
Oh, no, no.
It is impossible.
Somehow the cosmic rays must have altered your atomic structure, making you become invisible.
Sis, I can't see you at all anymore.
How long will it last?
There's no way of knowing, Sue. No way.
Wait. Now, I see her.
I'm myself again. It happened so suddenly, all by itself.
Oh, thank heaven you're all right again, my darling.
All right? How do you know, wise guy? How do you know any of us is all right?
Ben, I'm sick and tired of your insults. You're complaining.
And I'm sick of you, period. In fact, I'm going to paste you one right in that smug kiss of yours.
Ben, stop. Look what's happening to you. You're changing.
This is one time you don't talk your way out of it, mister. I'm going to mop up the place with you, and I mean now.
Reed, darling, run. Ben's turned into some sort of thing. He's strong as an ox.
Reed, darling, my guy. Look out. Here I come.
Oh, no, you don't. You've had this coming to you for a long time, Ben, and now you're going to... What am I doing? What's happened to me? What's happened to all of us?
You tell me, then we'll both know.
You've turned into monsters, both of you. It's those rays, those cosmic rays. And now something's happening to me, too. Now I know why I've been feeling so warm. Look at me. All I did was get excited, and my whole body's starting to catch fire. I'm like that old-time comic book hero, the Human Torch. I'm lighter than air. I can even fly.
By the time Johnny figured out how to control his flame power enough to land, he could say what all of us was thinking.
We've changed somehow. We're more than just human.
Yeah, or maybe less.
But it was Reed, Natch, who took charge.
Listen to me, all of you. We have powers now, like Johnny said. Superhuman powers. More power than anyone has ever possessed before.
We can all read you like a book. You're gonna tell us we gotta use that power to help humanity or something, ain't you?
I might have phrased it differently, old friend, but you're right. We'll need code names. Immodest as it may sound, mine will be Mr. Fantastic.
I've already named myself the Human Torch, and I'm with you all the way, Reed.
The same goes for the Invisible Girl.
One hand is still missing. Ben?
I ain't Ben Grimm anymore. I'm what Susie called me, the Thing. But I'll try to put up with the rest of you, as long as you can stand me.
The rest, like they say, is history. Because that was the day when the Fantastic Four was born. And from that time on, nothing was ever going to be quite the same again. Yeah, especially us.
Nuts. I've done enough rehashing to last me a lifetime. But none of this is helping Alicia any, or me either. It's funny, though, about the very first bad guy the Fantastic Four tangle with. None other than the Mole Man. He was blind, too. I can see it like it was yesterday. That big, creepy chamber underneath Monster Island.
Actually, it was Reed and the Torch who ran into him first. I stumbled in just in time.
So, you have never before heard of the Mole Man, eh?
Should we have?
No matter. No matter at all. Soon the world shall hear of me when I have the entire planet in my merciless grasp.
Whoever you are, how did you get down here? And what kind of place is this?
Listen and grow wise. It all started long ago because the people of the surface world mocked me.
What? Me go out with you? Don't make me laugh.
It has been said that hell is other people. Whether or not this is a universal truth...
Yes, yes, I know you're qualified to work here, but you'd scare our other employees away.
It was so for me.
Hey, fella, is that your face? Or are you wearing a mask? No offense.
Finally, I could stand it no longer, and I began a lifelong search for a new place, a better place. Searching, must keep searching. And then, one day, I was washed ashore on Monster Isle, and that strange cavern. Where can it lead to? Soon, I saw where it led, to the land of my dreams. Down there, below, I found it, the legendary kingdom at Earth's center. But in the dread silence of that huge cavern, the sudden shock of my outcry caused a violent avalanche. And when it was over, I had somehow miraculously survived, but had lost most of my sight. I found the center of the Earth, but I'm stranded here like a human mole. I mastered the strange creatures which live down here, made them do my bidding, and with their help, I carved out an underground empire.
What good's it do you if you can't see it? Come back with us, and maybe we could help you.
Witless stripling, do you think I need your help? Here, try to strike me with that pole. Ah, I sense that coming. I have developed a natural radar sense, a warning system which allows me to evade any danger. Compared to the mole man, you are slow, clumsy.
Hold still, blast you!
Yes, I shall hold still, my young friend, long enough to do this. Now, before I slay you both, behold my master plan. Each of these indicated tunnels lead to a major city. I shall destroy everything that lives above.
Markgrim's number one son had heard enough. I came on like gangbusters.
Who in the name of...
If you gotta pin labels on people, Charlie, just call me the ever-loving blue-eyed thing. And the next thing I knew, something came crawling up from below. Something that made Godzilla look like a plain tadpole. Holy cow! I could have fought him off, but when the rest of the crew came, bounding at us like rejects from Creature Features, we decided to take it on the lamb. After which Johnny let fly with a fire blast that buried the whole kit and caboodle. By rights, that should have been the last we saw of Moley. But he's popped up a dozen times since then. And the last time was the worst of them all. I remember old Stretch had bought us this weirdo house that was just sitting out in the middle of the woods. And no wonder it was. It was bait. The big fat worm on the end of the mole man's hook. He nearly wasted us that time, too. The whole house gave off some kind of rays that made us all blind.
This is the moment I have prayed for, planned for, since first you four foiled my best-laid schemes.
Sue, where are you, darling? I can't see.
None of us can read.
That was probably the Fantastic Four's greatest fight yet.
Now for the final blow. The coup de grace, as it were.
Then Susie made her move.
Your glasses, I have them.
No, no. You mustn't. My eyes are sensitive. I need their protection.
Then suddenly the light came on again for all of us. I can see again. What happened?
We must have broken that blindness ray gadget. One thing's for sure, Ben. Never use that against us again.
You've ruined me! Ruined my greatest plan!
Somehow, old Moley escaped down his blasted drop tube in the middle of the house. Next thing we knew, he blew up the whole place. Flame near took us with it. Guess he's back in that place he calls Subterranea now, and he can have it.
Sheesh. I've been carrying on a regular talk show with myself, and I don't know why. It's like I've been trying to tell myself something, make myself notice something I missed before. Well, maybe I'm blind myself, but I sure don't... Blind? Sure, that's it. Why didn't I think of it before? All those powers of Moley's, enough to make us all blind, then cure us again. A guy with powers like that might be able to help Alicia see again. And if he does, I'll make him use them to help her, or I'll pull his two-bit kingdom down around his ears. What's more, I know how to reach him through what's left of that nutty house of his.
You're just the man I want to see, mister.
Our Lilton landlord. Evict any poor widows lately, Collins?
Don't try to soft-soap me, you misshapen savage. I know you caused the tremor that just shook the whole building. And I'm warning you.
No, buddy boy. I'm warning you.
KRVS is licensed to the University of Louisiana at Lafayette by the Federal Communications Commission in Washington, D.C. We operate on an assigned frequency of 88.7 megahertz with an effective radiated power of 100,000 watts. KRVS is also authorized to operate oral studio transmitter links WHB 300 and WLJ 739. On a frequency of 946 megahertz. KRVS studios are located in Burke Hawthorne Hall on the campus of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, with main transmitter facilities located in Maxey, Louisiana, and backup transmitter facilities in Doosan, Louisiana. This Doosan property is made possible through an agreement with the Lafayette Parish School System, creating a brighter future and partnership with the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. You can find out more about KRVS and listen online at our website at krvs.org.